Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie. I hope you're doing good. I am hanging in there. Well, I was supposed to get surgery on my right foot for bone spurs, and I have plantar fasciitis, and I also have like something with my Achilles tendon. It's kind of messed up in there, but on both feet I have issues, and from some bad falls that hurt my knees. They look like almost like two triangles. So, you know, that's pretty fun trying to walk around and take care of my little sick dog. He's disabled, partially disabled, but he's doing pretty good. He's trying. He's just recovering from a second flare up. And probably about a week ago, week and a half ago, my husband came down being sick, and then I came down being sick, and then I had to get a test before my surgery, and guess what? I have COVID. So, pretty much over the symptoms, I didn't lose my sense of taste or smell or anything like that. I've got a candle warmer burning right now, and it smells like vanilla in here, so I can smell that, and I can still taste food. And it was like a really bad flu, and it was more like upper respiratory. So a friend of mine had told me to practice deep breathing because I can still feel it a little bit in my throat. I don't have any phlegm or excuse me, I don't have any phlegm or anything like that. But I've been mostly just really tired. I feel a lot better from hearing from what other people have been through with it. So the doctors and that told me that it was probably a pretty mild case. So my surgical nurse called me and rescheduled my surgery. And they said it can show up like if I took another test because they went to CVS and did it. And I got it back like the very next day, but in the afternoon, so I couldn't call my doctor. So when I got a hold of my surgical nurse, it was the day, it was Monday, the 7th, the day of my foot surgery. I had to call the surgical place and I had to call the doctor's office, the podiatrist, and leave a message there and with my surgical nurse. And then she had rescheduled it, and basically it's not till February. She told me that she has even heard that COVID can show up for over, you know, like for 2 months. So that'll be like 2.5 months. So I just figured, you know, that's pretty good. It'll give me some time with Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I can work with my dog, Dashy. I can do some physical therapy with him. The physical therapist had given me videos and stuff like that for him of different exercises to do for his IVDD, help him with his walking because he still uses his no pull harness and his ginger lead. So if you hear me a little bit raspy, you know, because I've been getting over being sick. So I wanted to get on here. I hadn't been on here in a while. I've been working really hard with him. He's had 2 flare-ups. He had a surgery December 23rd of 2021. It's November. It's November 13th, 2022. And he's had 2 major flare-ups. And each flare-up, they have to do crate rest for 6 to 8 weeks. They have to take medicine. This last one he had, he was on like some pretty heavy stuff and prednisone, the poor thing. And then I had fallen again before my son, you know, he got a good job, he was working hard, and he saved up and he moved out and he got an apartment with him and his girlfriend. And so I didn't have those extra hands to, you know, help me through all that. And he was a lot of help. I appreciate all that. But you know, he's old enough, he's on his own, and he needs a life, you know, besides mom and stepdad and the dog and the kitty cat. But, you know, we still get together in holidays and talk on the phone and text, all that good stuff. But, yeah, I don't have that other set of hands to help me, so, you know, it's a little hard. But my husband tries to help me take the dog out because I have difficulty getting up in the mornings. I'm really, like, my feet hurt really bad. And I have some crutches and stuff if I need them. Just kind of lean on that. And, you know, I'm just kind of waiting it out from Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then in February. In fact, it's February 1st. So, I heard it can be very painful, but, you know, well worth it. So, once I get my right foot, then my left foot, then my husband needs to get bunion surgery. Poor guy, he's got a bunion on his right foot, I believe. It could be his left. But we're at whichever, it doesn't matter. Like, it's painful for him. So I understand pain in my feet, in my knees, and in my back. I had a couple bad car accidents when I was younger. So I understand some pain and gone through all the stuff with my PCOS and diabetes. So it's just basically, okay, how do I tackle this next thing? And I'm wondering how all you guys are doing. You know, if you're taking your sugars and you're taking care of yourself and you're eating correctly, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I put a couple pounds on, back on, but nothing, you know, bad or anything like that. I just, you know, I like my own cooking, and I guess that's my, you know, basically, you know, that my downfall. I like my own cooking. I think I've had a lot less sleep, and maybe that had something to do with it too, because I mean, I suffered from insomnia, I think, since my son was probably born. But you know, I just didn't ever really sleep well, and I was a little nervous Nelly, first time mom and a single mom and everything, and that was, you know, a rough time. And, you know, but thank God I had friends and family and that helped me, and my church family, and people who really cared and loved me. And, you know, I went through that, so I know that was hard, but the insomnia never basically left. And I don't know, maybe I need to go to the doctor and get a sleep study or something, but you know, you can take all natural stuff or whatever, but most of the time I drink sleepy time tea with honey in it. My husband drinks it too, just to help us sleep. And as you get older, and if you don't get sleep, you know, it affects your whole body. It, you know, affects your health, it affects your looks, it affects everything, you know, down to every cell in your body. So try your best if, you know, you have insomnia. I feel for you. I really do. And, I mean, I've stayed up tossing and turning and, you know, basically farting around on my phone reading, and just, I said, just forget it. I get up, I'll go do the dishes, or, you know, put the dishes away, basically, if I have some in the rack, and do something. Go watch a show. Because I don't want to wake my husband up. Because if I put a show on, I'll wake him up. And then I'll wake the dog up. And then I'm up all day. So fortunately right now, Dashie is sleeping. So that's pretty awesome. He's laying right on the crook where my legs are. I call it the crook. It's so cute. You sleeping in the crook, Bubba? Huh? Yeah. Mama's talking to all her friends on here. Yeah. You know, guys, on the average, there's almost 9,000 listeners, and I want to thank you all for coming and listening and just being here. I appreciate you, and, you know, it's been now 4 years, and you keep coming back, and, hey, I appreciate it, and I just want you to know that you're loved and cared for, and, you know, if someone hasn't told you today you're special and you're enough, you are. Because, you know, I don't say just words. And I just don't, you know, try to build people up just to build them up. I legitimately want people to be happy and feel love. I know how it feels to be treated badly and know how it feels to be told that I'm not good enough and I'm not a good this, I'm not a good that. You know, those are those people's opinion, and I choose to stay away from those people. You can forgive those people, but for your own heart, you have to have some, basically, you know, boundaries in life and stay away from those people who have hurt you. But remember that you are special, and God, I believe God made you to do great things. We all have gifts, and just pray to Him. Find out what your gifts are. And when you're going through all this stuff, remember that, you know, you don't have to get deep in your head if you don't want to. Sometimes, you know, it's good to think. But, you know, you can ponder on things in life. But sometimes just, you know, learn to appreciate what you have. Be grateful and thankful. And, you know, what you might be upset about. You know, some people really don't have much. Some people, they complain about not having a nice car when somebody might not have a car. Maybe somebody's car broke down. Or somebody might complain, you know, they don't want McDonald's or pizza or this and that, when somebody might not have food, only rice in their cupboard. You know, or some bread and butter, if that. This world's getting harder and harder and harder, and, you know, we need Jesus. We truly do. All of us need Jesus, and I hope and I pray all of you do know Him. I'm not pushing that on anybody. It's your choice. It's all of our choice. But I know that's what's helped me in my life. Because there's been many times when I thought I wasn't going to make it, and He brought me right back to Him. So I hope y'all are doing good, and you know, you just think about and ponder what I said, and you know, just keep taking care of yourself the best you can. You know, you get up, you try to think good things, you say some prayers, you know, stretch. That's really important. You know, put some lotion on. If you have lotion, put some lotion on or coconut oil. And go wash your face. Brush your teeth. You know, try to get yourself something in your belly. And go by your meter. I've told you guys this before. What you need to do is get your glucometer out. Your sugar machine, another word I call it. You get it out and you test your sugar. And it, if it's a little high in the morning, you know the night before you had maybe a little bit too much sugar, too much carbs. So you have to adjust what you're eating that day. So just be careful. So breakfast, you have a light breakfast. And if you're hungry, like super hungry by lunch, yeah, have a decent lunch, but then have a little bit smaller dinner. And if you do have a snack, have a healthy snack, like a yogurt or some almonds, a little handful of almonds or cashews. Those things usually don't set off my sugar. You know, doesn't make raise them, because when I was diagnosed with diabetes, I didn't know a lot about it, even though my parents have it. But I researched a lot, and when I went to an endocrinologist eventually for it, he said, well, I want to put you on insulin. Well, I had gone previously to the hospital and to get my blood transfusions, and then I had to get iron infusions to get a hysterectomy. So subsequently, they gave me insulin. Well, my body had a reaction to it, and it was not good. And I said to my husband, I need my medicine. This is not good. I don't feel right. This does not feel right. And it was just me and him, and my son was at home watching the dog and cat. So I felt comforted, and I just prayed, and eventually I felt better. So when I ended up going to the endocrinologist after I had told him what happened, he said, well, I want to put you on insulin. I said, isn't insulin basically made for type 1 diabetics? I don't want it to use it to force my sugar to go down. I want to exercise and I want to take medicine for it and do my best to lose weight. And there you go. So I proved him wrong. And even though my weight hasn't gone down a lot, I've lost 25 pounds. So that's pretty good. As you know, because I had gained so much weight from having so much bad periods and everything. And I crave the weirdest things, you know, mostly comfort things, but sometimes really strange things. I'm just glad I haven't had to take insulin. I'm thankful. Maybe someday I will have to. I don't want to, you know, say that I won't, because you just never know being diabetic. But I did learn that you have to get rid of that, the stomach fat right in the front. And if you lose at least 25 pounds of that stomach fat in there, that helps your chances with diabetes, help you lose weight more, help your sugar get better. It also helps with PCOS. I've heard so many other women who have lost 25, 30 pounds and then they get pregnant. Now, that didn't happen to me. It wasn't in the cards. I have plenty of nieces and nephews. And I'll tell you what, I'm 46. I don't want another baby. No. I'll be a grandma maybe someday. That's awesome. If I am, cool. If I'm not, cool. You know? But I have plenty of, you know, nieces and nephews and friends with little ones. I'm really good with that. I'm okay. Because here's a simple fact is, me and my husband tried so hard to have another child. And I really did it because I wanted to. And I wanted to do that for him. And I wanted to do that for my son to, you know, to have a little brother or sister for him. But then it just didn't happen. It was breaking our hearts. And, you know, if you guys can relate, I mean, I feel for you because a lot of people had miscarriages, lost babies. I had lost two. I could have lost more while I was going through this. My body kept rejecting it. And in fact, my OBGYN had to try to regulate because my previous one, she didn't know what she was talking about. And she had me on, I believe, some kind of steroid thing or something. And my periods were so crazy. And then by the time I got to hit my other one, my second OBGYN, he gave me the depot shot. And then it just went from there. It was so bad. It would not calm down. And I would advise a lot of people to be very careful of medicines they put in their body, especially birth control and steroids. And anything, you know, anything that your body's not used to. I do know a lot about certain ones from like PCOS Diva. She sells Insitol. It's like a mix of erythritol or something and Insitol, and that's supposed to help with your hormones and such with PCOS. But you got to be very careful with it because I was just taking the erythritol, I believe that's called, with an E. And that makes your hormones surge. And you can be just cranky and miserable and insomnia like crazy and hungry all the time. So I took myself off of it. I said, no, ma'am. No, sir. I do not want that junk. And then I started feeling real funky. So then that's when I had found out, you know, eventually down the line that I was diabetic. So sometimes in life, you know, it's going to be like one thing after another thing. And then you think back, you reflect, and you're like, that's interesting. You know, Why did I go through that? Why did I do that? So, you know, I know a lot of you guys can, you know, you can relate, especially with PCOS, just being infertile. I would advise every young woman or any woman looking to try to have a child to get into a fertility specialist. Don't get into all these crazy, you know, try a few all natural things, yes. And your diet is most important. But, and trying to sleep also, it's hard. But get into an infertility specialist. If you think you can't have children, or freeze your eggs if you have to, you know, if they advise it, if you only have, you know, a few good eggs or whatever, that's what I should have done. Because, or you can, you know, apply for adoption or some foster care, whatever, you know, you're interested, because there's a lot of babies out there that need parents. There's a lot of kids out there that need parents. I met so many people in my life that, you know, were adopted, and it's a bless. It's also like, it's hard for the parent who can't have a child, but then once you adopt, whew, like my dad adopted me. He was my stepfather, but not really. He was my dad. He adopted me. My biological one died of diabetes. My mom's still alive. My dad's still alive, and they're not married anymore. My dad's remarried, but, you know, they've got control of their sugar and such. But it's taken them a long time to do so. Here I'm in my 40s. I'm like, I'm going to do this. So, like, take with all your, like, might as best as you can. You know, you got to get in there and you just got to, you got to really say, and you're going to have those days, you know. Your sugar is going to be crazy, or your PCOS is going to be crazy. But you got to get in there. I don't care if you, you know, just try to take care of yourself the best you can. And learn this one little note from me. You will never live up to other people's expectations, and you don't have to. The only one who matters is who you serve. And if you serve God, there you go. Because it's too hard to do what other people want to do when you're trying to take care of your own life. When you're trying to better yourself, you know, whether you're working your butt off or you're a stay-at-home parent, or, you know, you're going to school and you're working, or you're doing a trade, or whatever the case may be, you're doing. Do the best, whatever you can. And, you know, pat yourself on the back. Give yourself some props, you know, and just keep going. You know, you can never, ever give up on this life. I want you to know that. And I want you to know you got somebody who's got your back. I care about you, and I appreciate you all. And, you know, sometimes it takes somebody who's been through a lot of junk and a lot of crap in life to tell you this. You are enough. You are special. And there you go. You keep going. You put one foot in front of the other, and you keep trying, and that's what matters. You know, here I am. Everybody was scared for me because I got COVID. I said, well, I wasn't too happy about it either. But I took it as I took it, you know. A few years ago, we were all scared of this thing. So I just said, you know, how's my body going to react to this? Because I had smoked cigarettes for a long time, and I had quit, and it's been over, well over 4 years. And I have asthma, and I have diabetes and PCOS, and my immunities aren't great. And, you know, I said, well, I'm just going to leave it in God's hands. I'm just going to think about getting my foot surgery and Thanksgiving and seeing my son and his girlfriend and family and friends. And I'm not going to think about that. So you got to get yourself in a different mindset. And, you know, just keep going, man. Like Dory from Finding Nemo said, just keep swimming, and that's what we got to do in life. So on that note, y'all have a good one, and I'll be back as soon as I can. I'll give you an update probably by next week. I'm thinking Friday. All right, I love you guys, and I care for you. Here's a big hug and prayers for all of you. All right, Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.